Dara Sebit, elected youth secretary for Zone 1 of Imve Prefijika, he blames coronavirus pandemics for increasing number of pregnancies in our zone. Even though many cases go unrecorded, Sebit has number of such cases elders like him know about, give them general magnitude of the problem. Seemingly in shock, Samuel says the problem his community is faced with is real, and that it needs concerted efforts by all the stakeholders in order to avert. Within few statements he makes as he tells me about his take on harrowing the experience, he is unable to refrain from blaming the situation of lockdown brought about by the coronavirus pandemic.
Teenage pregnancy has been rampant during the corona season around 17 that we have really known in within Zone 1, because all these young ladies are now at home. They are just staying, and there's nothing that sometimes keep them busy, like going to school, coming home, doing some other domestic works, and just focusing on high studies. There's nothing total.
Dramatic rising number of underage pregnancies in Sebit's area is replicated in all other two zones of Invepi camp, as well as in other refugee camps along South Sudan-Uganda border area. Refugee hosting communities of Uganda are not any different either. Head teacher of one local primary school, serving children from both neighboring communities of refugees and host, is worried about the future of such children. After teaching for more than two decades, Benny Samuel can't help wondering how the victims are going to cope up in the near future.
Girls being pregnant, and these are girls who are under the age and not properly matured for marriage, but they are below the required standards. And in fact, it was during this COVID-19 that the children got pregnancies.
It is such reasons that Samuel, as well as other elders in Invepi refugee camp, have taken matters into their own hands to save their community from being overtaken by problems that follow as a result of underage pregnancies. Among such problems include forced marriages, abuse, poverty, and among others. Invepi community, just like entire north of Uganda, is embroiled in absolute poverty. Many parents from both refugees and host communities see their girl children as a source of wealth, hence marrying them off at even underage, below the government acceptable 18 years threshold. And Samuel is worried that such culture he has fought against for long, might thrive.
And in fact, we shared with the community leaders to look into it, that these girls needs to be addressed properly, and they also needs to be given more input, like guidance and counseling, because they're also young, and we also need proper referral pathways. We tried our best to inform other different partners who also deal with the child protections.
Echoing the outcry of the rest in his community, Samuel blames the fact that school-going children have stayed home for far too long due to closure of schools during countrywide lockdown. He believes such idle children, who are usually not so much engaged at home as otherwise would be at school, would be susceptible to such immorality. He wishes the government found a better way to keep children busy, especially with schooling.